Welcome to the deep dive. So as we were preparing for this, looking through various reports and articles, one challenge just kept popping up. It's this. How do software teams, especially fast ones, avoid all that chaos? You know, the accidental merges, breaking rules, things going wrong. It's that classic move fast and don't break things problem. I bet a lot of you deal with that like daily. And our sources started pointing towards this, well, this interesting solution called WareStack. They talk about agentic guardrails for safe releases. Bit of a mouthful, but the idea seems to be a shortcut, right? Keeping quality high without slowing things down. And the key phrase is create custom release protection in plain English. So let's really dive into what that actually means.
Yeah, it's interesting. WareStack seems squarely aimed at, well, DevOps teams, engineering managers, really any place that needs to move quickly but also safely. That's the core group it's designed for. And how it works is pretty clever, actually. It basically keeps an eye on the key events in your development process. We're talking pull requests, issues log, deployments going out, yeah. That kind of stuff. And if it spots something that violates the rules you've set up for your workflow, it flags it immediately. Or it can even block the change altogether.
Stops it before it causes damage.
Exactly. Blocks those risky changes.
And this plain English part, Our sources really highlighted that. It sounds like it's not just for ease of use. Like, it actually changes who can define these rules.
That's a great point. It seems to break down those traditional walls.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, it's not just engineers writing complex scripts. Maybe product managers, compliance folks,
mm-hmm.
they can actually understand and help define the safety rules. It fosters that shared sense of ownership over quality, you know.
Right. Everyone's aligned from the start.
Precisely. And it's crucial to understand this doesn't, like, replace everything you already have. WareStack works with your CI/CD pipelines, your GitHub rules, deployment checks, all of that. It integrates with tools people already use, GitHub, Slack, Linear, so you get that full picture, that traceability across the whole release.
Okay, that integration makes sense for visibility, but, you know, teams do have CI/CD, they have GitHub rules already. So why are our sources calling WareStack a game changer? What's really different? And you mentioned agentic guardrails. What does agentic actually mean here? How's that different from just, well, static rules?
Good question. So traditionally, you might have, say, a list of contribution rules somewhere that people forget about, or GitHub branch protection, which is useful but static. Those rules are kind of fixed, right? Tied to the code, maybe, but not the team's changing situation. Agentic implies something smarter, more dynamic. WareStack isn't just checking fixed boxes. It can look at the context of a change, like who's making it? What part of the system does it touch? What's the current deployment status? Maybe even past problems. Based on all that, it makes a more nuanced decision about the risk. It's not just a simple if this, then that. It's more like if this, considering these other factors, then maybe do this or flag that.
Ah, okay. So it adapts.
Exactly. The rules can evolve. Think about maybe automatically tightening PR size limits if the team's really busy, or making sure, absolutely sure, that specific senior people review changes to critical payment services. Or maybe the deployment checks get stricter if the system monitoring shows things are a bit unstable. It's dynamic. And what's really powerful, according to the sources, is that it keeps providing insights after the merge too, not just before.
Oh, that's interesting. Most checks stop at the merge gate.
Right. WareStack keeps watching for issues that might emerge later, or if teams start drifting from the agreed policies. That's huge for long-term quality.
Okay, so that promise of governing releases without adding friction, that sounds amazing.
Right.
We've all been there, right? That Friday merge that ruins the weekend. Where does that friction usually come from in release processes, and how does WareStack actually smooth things out?
Well, the friction often comes from, you know, waiting for manual approvals, back and forth debates about what a policy really means, or rules just being too rigid and slowing everyone down. WareStack tackles this by automating those checks using rules everyone can understand. So teams get back control, they get visibility, they get traceability. The sources really praised how it streamlines DevOps, improves how teams work together, and just automates stuff that used to be manual and, frankly, error-prone.
And the user interface gets mentioned a lot, too, that it's easy to use. How does that actually save teams time day-to-day? Release processes can get pretty complex.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe tell us about Watchflow, this open source preview thing. How does that help people try this out?
The time savings come directly from cutting out those arguments over rules, reducing the need for manual checks, and giving instant feedback. If the rule is clear and checked automatically, you just spend less time policing and more time actually building software.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And Watchflow, think of it like a sandbox. It's standalone. It lets you play around with writing these plain English rules and see how they apply to your current way of working without having to fully integrate WareStack yet. is it a really neat, low-risk way to test the waters and see if this approach fits your team.
Got it. So it lets you sort of prototype your guardrails?
Yeah.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, WareStack looks like a really interesting approach. It empowers teams with these dynamic, easy-to-understand guardrails for releases. The goal seems to be hitting that sweet spot, safety and speed, leading to a more controlled, maybe less stressful release environment. So here's something to think about for you listening. If you could write just one release protection rule in plain English for your team right now, what would it be? How could having that kind of dynamic, clear guardrail change how your team works? Maybe prevent a few of those weekend fire drills. Something to consider.